Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I climb so far, only to backslide. Lord, I may be sliding back, but I will not abandon you.
Are you ready for the Word of God? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm the type of preacher who don't look at the clock. And you are the type of listener and congregation that don't look at the clock either. Praise God. Can you imagine we have 168 hours a week? And we give God, as a corporate worship, only 2 hours a week. 2 out of 168 hours. Very small percentage. So that's why, in my mentality, Sunday church is not going to be just like a dry cleaning service or like a fast food drive-in, driving through and say Mac number one and Coke, Big Coke, and also supersize it and pay the bill and drive out and drive and then done. No, church is not a drive-through service. Amen. Church is not a dry clean service. Just come in and just get everyone dry as much as we can. We need to soak people with the things of God, with the presence of God. We need to dump you in to the rivers of God. We need to get you filled with the Word of God. Amen. Sunday is a time of being recharged, being strong again. Amen. It's not just religious ceremony. It's not just a traditional thing that come and look at the clock and try to fulfill this religious thing and hurry out and watch football game. No, no, no. Today is the day of the Lord. And we're going to come to learn and to be filled. Amen. Are you ready? Amen. I really have the privilege to be able to teach this subject about the laying on of hands. I taught this subject 2 Sundays ago. And I skipped because I was talking about spiritual mentoring. And all these things are in the CD. You can order the CD to listen again. I still believe in my heart that faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. That's why I listen to the sermon in my car all the time. In fact, even though driving is a full-time job, but I still can listen to the sermon and get something in instead of wasting my time. So I would like to really teach you and get you hear the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing. We heard about laying on of hand. We saw in churches practicing the laying on of hand. And we also noticed that many people get out to be laid hand on. But laying on of hand is not a ritualistic thing. It's really spiritual thing. It's powerful. And many Christians are not educated, are not taught enough to understand God has His way to give things to us. God has His way to bless us. And laying on of hand is one way that God uses to bring the things from heaven down to earth and come into your life. That's why you need to learn about how to lay hand, how to impart the things from heaven to other people. And also at the same time, to be on the receiver side, you learn how to receive. You are both giver and you are also receiver side. When we lay hand on you, you receive. But when you go out, you lay hand on people, they receive and you give. So both receivers and giver need to understand the subject well, need to do everything by faith, not ritualistically. Need to do everything by faith when they lay hand on people. I do it by faith, not just, okay, another ceremony. Because faith will move the hand of God to do something on earth here. Our faith is based on this book, on the Bible. We need to understand the Bible so that our faith will be on the good foundation, not on only experiences, not only on somebody say something, but in the Word of God. Today, we're going to go quickly through surveying the Old Testament and the New Testament regarding the ordinance of laying on of hand. So we're going to just read many scripture and show you. My purpose today is to show you that the laying on of hand is not something happened in New Hope International Church in year 2007. This subject runs through the whole Bible, from the book of Genesis down to the book of Revelation. We see everywhere God put this subject in the Bible, everywhere. But unfortunately, many Christians don't understand. Many Christians do not take advantage of this blessing or this ordinance. And we want to educate people to understand. In the Old Testament, the laying on of hand was practiced. Many things that they practiced, we still do it today. But many things we don't do it. Anything in the Old Testament that has been fulfilled by the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't need to do it again. And many things in the Old Testament are civil law, are also sanitary law, which are different from today. But we're going to take only spiritual law to practice in the church. Not only that, we still practice the Old Testament teaching that has not been fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ. Or in other words, the things that the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, we don't need to repeat it, like killing animals. And we're going to read it in a while ago here. Talking about killing animal, laying on hand on animal, that was done by the Lord Jesus already. Let's look at the Old Testament quickly here together. Look at the scripture. Laying on of hands in the Old Testament. The first thing that we see in the Old Testament is consecration of priests. God asked Moses to select Aaron and his children to be the priests, to be taking care of the tabernacle. And in that process, they have to ordain, they have to do something to set aside these priests. In the book of Leviticus chapter 8, talking about the situation that happened, God told Moses, call Aaron out, call his sons out, and then anoint them, put special kind of clothes on them, anoint them with special oil. And one of the situation, one of the things in the ceremony, which spiritually mean cleansing to be the priests of God, is in Leviticus chapter 8 verse 14. And he brought the bull for the sin offering. Then Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the bull for the sin offering. God demanded the priests to be holy and to be pure, consecration. But because human beings, including Aaron and his sons, were sinners, they had sin in their life, so they have to cleanse their sin first to be pure to serve the Lord. What did they do before Jesus was born and died for sinners? They have to transfer sins or their imperfection into the blameless animal. And then through the laying on of hand, the perfection of the animal come into their life. There is a transferring back and forth. The sin go into the animal. And because the sin goes into the animal, the animal must be killed, because the punishment of sin is death. So eventually they kill the bull to cleanse the priest, to live a holy life and to be ready to serve the Lord. So the transferring thing happened at that time by faith through the laying on of hand. Today, in a practical point, we don't need to do that anymore. We don't need to pull an animal out, lay hand on animal. If I ordain a pastor here, I thank God I don't need to do this. If I ordain a pastor and get the bull in here, lay hand on the bull and chop the bull into pieces in front of everybody, it's not fun. But thank God, the perfect lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we use our hand of faith to touch him and receive his perfection. And we transfer our sin to him. So Jesus is our righteousness. We don't use our hand to touch Jesus in the physical way, but we use the hand of faith inside us that receive Jesus into our life, and we become pure and holy and righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. But we learn one thing about laying on of hand here in this book. The Bible says that every Christian is a priest unto the Lord. It's not only me that is serving God. In fact, I'm a coach. I'm training you. to serve the Lord. That's why I was so happy to see Yukiko and Brandy leading worship and all this worship team, because I was so blessed to see people serve the Lord, even though one day she become a dentist, but she can still sing as a dentist. Amen. A dentist can be a worship leader. One day we're going to show to the whole world, hey, I'm not just open your mouth and clean up your teeth and pull your teeth out. I can sing to the Lord. I can be a worship leader. You may be even more famous than many singers in the world around here. Yukiko too. Amen. I can see the anointing in their life already. The pastor is the coach and you are the priest. So this is the key. As the priests of God, we need to keep hooking up to the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of our sin, and living a holy life. I mentioned last Sunday, pure conscience, clean hands, and pure heart. Live a holy life. I would like to really encourage all of you to set the goal that I can live a holy life, like Aaron and his sons. We can see so many scripture in the Bible talking about consecration. I read another one talking about the laying on of hand in the Old Testament. We call burnt offering. In Leviticus chapter 1 verse 4. Then he shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. You can see the Old Testament, the way they get rid of sin in their life is to bring in the animal that has no defect, and then lay hand on and impart the sin or transfer the sin into that animal. Laying on of hand in the Old Testament regarding passing on the sin and become cleansed by the Lord. Leviticus chapter 16 verse 21 and 22 talking about laying on of hand for on behalf of the whole congregation or the whole nation. Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to an uninhabited land, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness. Laying on of hand in the Old Testament, talking about transferring the iniquity of sin or curses upon the animal and kill them or let them go. Another laying on of hand in the Old Testament that we don't do today because we're in the New Testament time is laying on of hand as God's judgment. In the Old Testament, look at Deuteronomy chapter 17 verse 7. This is a civil law at that time. Today in the church, we relate to each other with the spiritual law. If you deal with civil thing, you go to court. The police will come and get you and go to court. We don't practice civil law in the church. We practice spiritual law in the church. But this is a civil law at that time in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 17 verse 7, the hands of the witnesses shall be the first against him to put him to death. Afterward, the hands of all the people. So you shall put away the evil from among you. Leviticus chapter 24 verse 14, take outside the camp him who has cursed. Then let all who heard him lay their hands on his head, and let all the congregation stone him. Thank God, this is not in the church today. A lot of people are going to be stoned. Let's get somebody in here. Everyone lay hand, stone him. As I said, this is the civil law at that time, not the spiritual law in the church today. Are you glad that we don't need to practice this one? Amen. Laying on of hand in the Old Testament, only not God judgment, in the civil law, not only about ordination or the priest. Look at also that laying on of hand in the Old Testament also used for transferring blessing. Jacob blessed his grandchildren. Or Moses blessed and ordained Joshua. We're going to learn all these things in detail in other sermons. But look at an example here. In Genesis chapter 48 verses 14 to 16. This one you can practice today. This one is in the New Testament too. Laying on of hand to bless somebody. To bless your children. To bless your wife. To bless your husband. To bless your leaders. to bless your members. You can lay hand to bless people. In Genesis chapter 48, then Israel or Jacob stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hands knowingly. For Manasseh was the firstborn, and he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham, Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. Let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. You can see here that when Joseph looked at Israel or his dad laying on hand on the grandson, he crossed his hand. He put the right hand on Ephraim, which is the youngest grandson, and the left hand on the older or the oldest grandson. At that time in the Jewish culture, the right hand means authority, greater blessing. Left hand, less blessing. So when the father or the grandfather lay hand on their offspring, they use the right hand to pray for the older son. The older son has the right to get the greater blessing. But by the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit let Israel lay hand on the grandchildren. He crossed his hand and put the right hand on the younger grandchild. So it means that the younger grandchild has greater blessing than Manasseh. So what we learn here is that we can lay hand and impart the blessing upon our loved ones or upon people. And that is practiced in the Old Testament. Or they lay hand to ordain or to bless the leader in Numbers chapter 8 verse 10. So you shall bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levite. They lay hand on the Levites or the priests in order to ordain and in order to bless the servant of God. You can see here the Old Testament already practiced laying on of hand. Look at another one in Numbers chapter 27, 22 to 23. And then I go into the New Testament. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and set him before Eleazar, the priest, and before all the congregation, him mean Joshua. And he laid his hands on him, mean on Joshua, and inaugurated him just as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Inaugurated mean ceremony of appointing a person into an office to replace somebody. Moses was old and he's gonna be gone. So he wanted to bless Joshua. He wanted to impart the Spirit of God. If you read the whole story, you can see that later on the Bible say that Joshua has the wisdom and the anointing from God through the laying on of hand through Moses. So Moses lay hand to impart the wisdom, the grace, the power, the anointing to get the job done. And Joshua after that brought the children of Israel into the land of Canaan and won all the battles, except one time that they sinned against God. So you can see here that laying on of hand is for ordination, for blessing, for transferring something in the Old Testament. You can see now that it's nothing new. It's been there all along in the Old and New Testament. So laying on of hand should be practiced in the church. Now we're going to look in the New Testament. Laying on of hands in the New Testament. And one of the best examples that we can look at is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I mentioned to you a few weeks ago that Jesus Christ has the touching ministry. He touched people a lot. He lay hand a lot. And even the apostle in the early church, they lay hand a lot. I'm still wondering why a lot of churches, they don't lay hand. Because if you look at the life of Jesus Christ, Jesus lay hand all the time. You look at the life of Paul, you look at the life of apostle in the New Testament, they lay hand all the time. I'm going to read the scripture to you and show you that this is in the Bible. It's not my own idea. There are five purposes of laying on of hand in the New Testament or in the church today. And we're going to go through each one of them in detail in this series of teaching or sermon. But today I'm going to show you just some example. In fact, laying on of hand is authorized and is commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ for every believer to practice. In Mark chapter 16, 17 and 18, this is a command. This is the great commission that given to all the believer. You are all authorized to use the laying on of hand. And when you preach the gospel, you can expect signs and wonders. You can expect to see signs and wonders. And one of the signs and wonders is healing through the laying on of hand in the name of Jesus Christ. You can go out and lay hand on people when you preach the gospel. In Mark chapter 16, 17 and 18, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They mean who? Who are they? You and me. You too. You can cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will have supernatural signs and wonders that overcome the harm of the natural. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So the laying on of hand is given by the Lord Jesus Christ for every believer to do, not just only pastors, not only apostles, not only for Bible school students or people who have title and position in the church. You can go out today, you can go out tomorrow, you meet your friend and you say, Jesus loves you, lay hand. I believe in the name of Jesus you shall be healed. Amen. You can lay hand on each other in your house. When Pastor Da sometimes got sick, I lay hand on her. When I got sick, she lay hand on me. I lay hand on my kids to command the sickness to go away. So it's something that you can practice in your life because God authorized you to do that. There are five things that practice in the New Testament through the laying on of hand. Number one, healing. Number two, conferring of the Holy Spirit. Transferring of the fire of God or the Holy Spirit. Number three, impartation of spiritual gifts. Number four, accompanied by prophecy. Laying on of hand and prophesy. And number five, impartation of blessing and grace. And we're going to learn each one of them in detail later on. But today I just want to show you how often Jesus used the laying on of hand in his ministry. And the Lord Jesus said that the work that I do, you shall do also. And greater work than this you shall do. Because I go to my Father. So he expects you to be his eyes. Your eyes are his eyes. Your mouth is his mouth. Your hand is his hand. Jesus is not walking on earth now in a physical form, but he is walking on earth through you. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is in you, so you can use your hand and touch people with the love of God and impart the anointing. The pastor who went to that HIV facility kept telling me that, Pastor Lau, thank you so much for bringing the fire of God to Thailand. I've been a minister preaching, doing the work of God for many years. I rarely see miracle in my life. I rarely see people get healed. But since the fire of God came to Thailand in the past 2 years, I saw all the miracles. This is not only for him. It's for you too. I tell you the reason, one of the attitude in me is that I want you to be so full of the anointing of God, so full of the power of God. And that's why I lay hand on you. So because I cannot go everywhere, I have 24 hours a day. I can relate to only certain people in my life. I can be at one place at one time. But God wants to send all of you out to every section of the society. I cannot be in the school with you because I already graduated. I don't want to go back to school. I'm sorry. You can go to school. Brandy, you can go to school. I don't want to go back to University of Washington. I'm done. I don't want to go. Amen. But you can go. You can go to school. And you can be used by Jesus. Your hand can lay hand. You don't want your hand to be empty. Nothing inside. and lay hand, empty hand on the empty head. You want your hand to be full of the power of God. And when you lay hand and you speak something, great and almighty thing gonna happen. This kind of thing may not happen overnight in your life. When you come to prayer line, you get lay hand on, keep filling up. I noticed one thing that at the first few times or few years even sometime, the laying on of hand on you will be more like a cleansing. God get rid of demons out of you. God get rid of bondage. Get rid of all the junk and stuff out of you. He keep getting out. So when you come the first few years in this church, Pastor, why you lay hand on me all the time? Because I want to get the junk out of you. Get the wrong attitude out of you. Lay hand. Get it up. Get them out. And after a few years, when the time of God comes, He's going to start to impart the gift, the fire, and the power. Then you begin to see the difference in your ministry. Then you can see the difference in your faith. You can see the difference when you lay hand on people, something happens. Your preaching will be different. When you teach in your care group will be different, because now you begin to have more and more the anointing. The Bible compared the anointing of God to ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep. You could go up and up and then swim in the water. It means that there are many levels of anointing. How many people want say, I want it all. I want a lot. I want a lot of anointing. Amen. That's why we lay a hand. We want the impartation from heaven. Not from me. From heaven. Big Holy Ghost. I don't want a little Holy Ghost. I want a big Holy Ghost. Amen. More. And if God can use those people out there, like Smith Wigglesworth, or Benahin, or other people in the body of Christ, God can use you too, but it depends on the degree of your hunger. It depends on the degree of your availability. It depends on the degree of your heart. That God, give me a big heart to contain more. But you're not humble yourself to come out to be prayed for. And God say, if you're not humble, how can I give to you? Because grace come by humility. You see, God say, I give grace to the humble. Oh, I don't want to cry. I don't want to fall down. I don't want to go and my chair just go out. You know, my sticky hair is not sticky anymore or something like that. Humble yourself. You say, I don't care. If God tell me to stand on my head on the floor and my leg go up there to get the anointing of God, I do it. I don't care. Because I want to go out to help the poor, the needy, the hurting, the demonized, people who are in trouble, the sinners need the anointing. You cannot go and win people by your own ability. You need the anointing of God. That's why we keep on fire, keep pushing into you, burn and cleanse you up. This is for the Great Commission. It's not just to come and shake a little bit and laugh and have good time. No, no, this is all about the Great Commission. It's about shaking the world. It's about touching your family, touching your loved one. That's why Ben Mary Jo witnessed a while ago that all of the family members come to the church over in Thailand. That is the power, the fire of God. Oh, I need to come back to my note here. I'm trying to stir you up and say my heart that is not about just having fun laying on of hand on people. Because I see that we need more servant to go out and preach the gospel and lay hand and have hand full of the anointing and not lay hand, nothing happen. Is that right, lay hand? Oh, your hand kind of cold. It's nice. Thank you very much. I like it. No, when you lay hand, something gonna happen. Amen. Hallelujah. You can see these two young ladies. They come up and sing because they are in the fire of God. When they start to sing, you can feel the anointing come out from their mouth already. They sang under the anointing. All kinds of ministers need to be full of the anointing of God, not just doing things out of the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Jesus. Jesus used the laying out of hands extensively. Everyone say extensively. In his healing ministry, laying on of hand for healing or casting out demons. Matthew chapter 9, 29 to 30. Then he, mean Jesus, touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. And their eyes were opened, And Jesus sternly warned them, saying, "See that no one knows it." Jesus touched their eyes. You can see that Jesus used a touching ministry to bring the healing, to impart the power of God into the person who need help. But at the same time, the one who come out to be prayed by Jesus, Jesus say like this, "According to your faith." Let me connect this scripture with another scripture, and I want to explain something to you. Very practical. I'm going to read another scripture from Mark chapter 6, verse 5. "Now he," mean Jesus, "could not do mighty work there," mean in Nazareth, in his own hometown, "except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them." The same Jesus who had the anointing without measure, without limit, the same Jesus, the Son of God, who's so full of the anointing, could not. The Bible did not say he would not. He wanted to. He's so full of compassion. He wants to heal everybody. He wants to set every captive free. He is that kind of God. He is so full of love and compassion. But the Bible says that he could not, but he could do a few by the laying on of hands. It means that laying on of hands is so powerful that even though sometimes people did not believe in him, can see the result. We can connect these two scriptures together and learn something about laying on of hands. If you are on the receiver side, it's so important that you have faith in the man who lay hand on you. I am not a type of person. I want to speak from my heart to you. I'm not a type of person who care much about position or care much about title that much at all. But I learned one thing about the anointing. Every one of us is a human being. But God put anointing upon people, and you need to respect that anointing. If you notice one thing, even at the personal level or public level, I never call Pastor Caesar, Caesar. I call Pastor Caesar. Why? Because I respect the anointing in him. I never call Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, Rodney, even one time in my life. Because if I do that, I begin to bring him into my level and have a familiarity. Many times I worry when people in the church call me, "Hey, Mom," I have to admit to you, actually, I don't care people call me, "Hey, Mom," because I don't care about, I told my patient all the time, "Call me Dr. Lau." "Oh, do you don't want me to call you the full name, Lau Haprasit?" I said, "I don't care. You just call me Dr. Lau, somebody named Lau," because I don't care about name. But why they call me Dr. Lau? They don't call me, "Hi, Lau," because in order for them to trust me to cut on their head and their back and do something for them, they need to trust my ability as a neurosurgeon. And this man is capable to fix my back and my brain. That's why they call me Dr. Lau. At the same time, when I go to office, I don't wear t-shirt, slipper, and blue jean. Because if people don't trust me, they will not let me cut on them. I need to dress in the sense that they will respect me and accept me as a doctor. The same thing when the member start to call me, "Hey, Mom," you know who lose the benefit? Not me. The member. Because you begin to put me down to the same level that, okay, this man is just a normal guy. He's not anointed. And when you come out to be prayed for, no matter how much I am anointed, you're going to come out and hear, "You know, just another guy. He's just a doctor. You will receive nothing from me." Because you don't respect the anointing. This is the key. When I went out to be prayed for a few Sundays ago, Pastor Caesar prayed for me here, and I was drunk in the Holy Ghost for 1 hour here. When I walk out, I never saw him as a young man. I trained him. He's just a young pastor. No, I walk out, "This man have the anointing I'm going to receive from him right now." You need to have that kind of attitude. Come in with faith. Not faith in the man himself, but faith in the anointing in the man. And come in and yield and say, "I want to receive now." Come by faith. You understand what I'm talking about? That's why familiarity is sometimes dangerous. I understand now, kind of very simple, easy person in the church. I hang around, I come to church early, sit with you, talk, say hi, and eat dinner with you, and go hang out together, we play game together. And most pastors don't do that. You notice that. Most big church pastors, they're just in the room. I'm not saying they're wrong, okay? It's just different way. They will sit in the room, drinking their own coffee. When the worship finished, they walk out as a godly man and begin to minister. And after the service, gone. They don't hang around to talk to you because you know what? They're afraid that it will be in family thing. When you start to get familiar, you cannot get anointing from him. I'm talking about especially those who were very anointed. You've never seen Benny Hinn hang out with you. He in and he gone. Because he wants to make sure that you still respect him as the minister of God, not your friend. But sometimes I come down to your level and I mean the same, like we are members, we are family. Hi, how are you? Hey, Dr. Lau. Like this. Pastor Lau. It doesn't matter how I try to be close to you. You need to have the spiritual eyes. That God put the anointing in this man. I need to respect the anointing. I cannot just play with anointing in him. Yes, we can be friends. But we need to respect the anointing in the man of God. And this, vice versa, I respect the anointing in you. I respect Pastor the anointing. In fact, a while ago, I respect so much that when she just walk in and stand there, I feel already the anointing. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. I feel that when she just stand close to me, I feel the anointing come upon me. I just draw the anointing. You need to demand, you need to draw the anointing when you get lay hand on. You just don't come here and say, Quesala, Sela, whatever will be. No. You come out, you close your eye, you lift your hand up. Jesus is not on earth now, but Jesus is going to use the minister. And I say, God, I'm going to draw. I'm going to use a spiritual straw. I'm going to draw the anointing out of this man as much as I can. You need to come with that kind of attitude. That's why Jesus said to that man when he touched their eyes, according to your faith, let it be to you. When lay hand on, you need to come with faith. You need to come and draw. You need to come and... You need to come and... I'm hungry. I have faith in the anointing. I don't know, I shared this story, I shared this in Thailand many times. One time, Pastor Kenneth Hagin came at City Church. I went to two nights. And I want the anointing from this man so much. He was kind of elderly. He walked slow like this, you know. And I know he will not be able to touch everyone in the room because about 1,500 people sitting there. I know he will not be able to touch everyone. And I was sitting in one corner, and I think that kind of corner of the church, in the front because somebody put me in the front. And then Pastor Kenekin walked away from me. He walked and he said, come here, lay hand on me. And he walked away. He was walking away and he said, God, this is not fair. He's going to go lay hand on that side, not this side. God spoke to me. This is a true story. Happened a few years ago when Pastor Kenekin came. God said, you can draw the anointing out of him. He did not have to lay hand on you. Suddenly when I heard that voice from the Holy Spirit, I say, I sit like this in my spirit. People don't see it. I just do it in my spirit. Like a kung fu movie. Like this. It's true. God proved to me. When I did that, suddenly, when I do that in my faith, I said, God, I need the anointing from this man. He's a man of God. Built a Bible school, preaching for many years. I want something from this man. When I say that, I feel the fire of God come on me and so strong. And that is the first day in my life that I got drunk in the Holy Ghost for an hour. In fact, my wife and my daughter have to get me out of... I was the last one in the city church that day. All the cleaner look at me still on the floor, laughing and crying and drunk. I got up and walked like this. I couldn't... And in the car, I was still laughing like a drunk man that day for 1 hour. And he didn't even touch me. Because I was sitting there and just like this. You see, it's about hunger. It's about yielding. It's about desperation. It's about faith. So God can do anything. It's about your faith. It's about trusting the anointing in that man. Hallelujah. Amen. And my life was changed since that day. It was changed. God put me to the next level. And the same thing happened again in Tampa, Florida. I tell you just for fun. In Tampa, Florida, I went to a revival meeting. It's a 5 days meeting. Pastor never lay hand on me. I was sitting there and said, this is the last service. I fly here. I spend $1,000 to fly here. I say, God. And he said, oh, service is over. Everyone go. He didn't lay hand. I was sitting there on the second row. I said, no, 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 no. I flew here to be touched by the fire of God. I need God to touch me. I was thinking, and he was walking out. He was walking out. And I remember what happened to Ken Hagin ministry. I say, today, I gonna suck again. While he was walking out, I said, like this. Oh, I got drunk for an hour again that day. I couldn't even eat lunch. I remember that day. I was, boom. I was in the chat. The fire of God just hit me. I fall on the ground. And I was the last one in that room again. All the cleaner of the house, all the janitor look at me and this guy again. He got drunk and he couldn't get out of the building. People have to kind of like this out of the room. You can see here it's about faith. It's about hunger. It's about trusting in the anointing of the man. And you can demand that anointing. You can demand that fire to come upon you. You can demand healing. I went to Benny Hinn meeting one time. And he said like this. Anyone get sick here, you lay hand on yourself and believe in my anointing. And you're going to see the healing. I remember at that time, I have a lump in my nipple, my breast. And I was already talking to a general surgeon to cut that out because it's painful. And when he said that, he said, everyone stand up. If you believe, you can lay hand and trust, have faith in the anointing. So I lay hand. In Jesus' name, I believe the anointing in this man, I will be healed today. I put my hand out, the mask still there. But by that evening, I went home and I was kind of playing and talking to my kids. And when I touched my chest here, the mask was gone. I'm training you. I'm teaching you how to receive. How to draw the anointing by the laying on of hand. Either healing or the fire or the grace or wisdom or anything. Look at the scripture here. The Bible continues to say here. I read other scripture. So much. It's so fun to learn about this. About the spiritual thing. I think people wonder why neurosurgeon teaching all this thing. He should use knife. He should not teach about the laying on of hands and the power of God. But it's real. The power of God is so real. Look at another scripture. Luke chapter 5 verse 13. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him. You can see that Jesus is willing to bless you, to heal you. He is willing. And he is a God of compassion. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 34, so Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. You can see that every time when you come out to be prayed for or lay hand, you need to have a picture of Jesus who's standing there, very compassionate about you. Just a son, daughter. I am willing to give whatever you need right now. You need to have that kind of attitude toward God. God, I know you are a compassionate God. You love me. You are willing to bless me. Amen. Prepare your heart right to receive when you get lay hand on. See God as a good God. See God as a God who always gives more than what you need. More abundantly and exceedingly than what you can imagine, you can think, and you can pray and ask. He's a good God. And so when you receive the laying on of hand, you think this way, God, I know you're going to give to me a lot. And at the same time, when you lay hand on people, you think the same way. You don't lay hand and say, how great I am. I'm so anointed. You're going to see the healing right now, and my name is going to be very famous. No. Don't lay hand on people because you want to be famous. You want to prove that you are great and mighty. You lay hand because you are willing. You are compassionate. You love that person. You want that person to be blessed. You want that person to be healed. It's the heart attitude of Jesus Christ. It's not about the name. It's not about position. It's not about how big my ministry is. It's about that person. Actually, I was talking to God yesterday. And this, not just last night after I came back from surgery at 4 a.m. I came home. I couldn't sleep for a while. I was talking to God. God, I'm flying to Thailand in a couple of days. You know, God, it doesn't matter how many people show up, even 5 people. It doesn't matter these people know me or not. I don't care. My purpose to go is to see these people heal, touch, save, deliver, bless. That's all I want to see. I don't care they remember my name. I don't care how many, even 5 people show up. I'm going to go to Thailand. Because it's not about having a big meeting. It's not about boasting that I have 1,000 people, 5,000 people. But it's about the heart here. That the love of God want to go. Even one person get touched and change the whole family. It's worth my trip already. You see the heart of God? When you're going to practice or you're going to use the laying on of hand, you need to have the right heart to begin with. Don't come in with the arrogant attitude to show off. But it's about loving, compassion, and the heart of God to bless people. Look at the New Testament. Look at the early church time. I will read a few scripture and I'm done. And start to lay hand. Acts chapter 5 verse 12. And through the hands of the apostles. You notice that the Bible did not say through the computer. Through the Dell computer of the apostle. Through the cell phone of the apostle. Or through the high technical thing, the anything that under the sun. The Bible says through the hands. When I read this scripture, I can see right away that the apostle lay hand a lot 2,000 years ago. Through the hands of the apostle, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all in one accord in Solomon's porch. You can see that the apostle lay hand a lot in their ministry. In Acts chapter 14 verse 3, talking about Paul and Barnabas. Therefore they, mean Paul and Barnabas, stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Wow. By their hands. So they did not just come and just say, bless you. What did they do? Paul and Barnabas? Heal. Bless. Fire. Go out, demon. They used the hand. By their hands. Look at what happened to the ministry of Paul. In Acts chapter 28 verse 8. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went in to him and prayed. And he laid his hands on him and healed him. You can see that the early church, the New Testament disciple and apostle used the laying on of hand a lot. I like the last scripture here I want to read. And I want to claim that scripture for me and for you. Now, God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. Okay, why don't we read this scripture together and put your name at the end. Now, God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Put your name. Put your name again. Amen. God can perform unusual miracles. Amen. Through your hands. Believe God. I want all of you to be so full of the anointing. Full of the things of God. Full of faith. Full of the blessing of God. So that you can go out and bless other people. And help other people in society. Amen. I'm not full yet. I mean, I need to be more and more. I need to get more and more myself. But as I grow up in the anointing, you will grow up with me. We all come up together. Get hungry for God. The anointing makes a big difference. Amen. Paul said, my preaching and my speech is not a persuasive word of human wisdom, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. So your faith will not rest upon the eloquence of man or the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Christianity is a faith that relates to power, to the anointing. And we all need to hook up to the power, the anointing. And we can have that anointing that can transfer out of our hand to lay hand on people. Amen? How many people believe that God can use your hand to lay on somebody and see things happen? I believe that we are getting close to the end time. And spiritual revival, awakening gonna happen all over the world. God cannot use one man show, some great evangelist only. God gonna use every one of us to go in every corner, every section of society and begin to perform miracle, preaching the gospel. You can be in the elevator, in the school, at Seattle U. And you begin to talk to somebody and that person can start to repent and sob and you lay hand, that person get healed in that elevator. You don't need Pastor Lau to go there. You can do it. But be filled of the power of God and have listened to the sermon, get the word into so you can have faith that when you minister, you see the result. Amen. Hallelujah. I have the passion for the power of God. I have the big passion for the power of God. Maybe part of it because I have seen so many patients that have died because of cancer. So many people that have suffered from back disease, neck problem, back problem. I have so many people who suffer. Yesterday I met a friend from Thailand that we haven't met for 20 years. His wife is my roommate. I said wrong. Forgive me. 2 hours sleep. The lady, her husband is my roommate. don't have imagination, okay? The husband is a doctor, is my roommate. But the wife have macular degeneration. And they are very devout Buddhists. And I was sitting there, I tried to invite them to come to church. But they say no. But anyway, I was thinking, the devil destroyed these people by blindness, sickness, a lot of problem. And how can we just go and preach the gospel? Even Paul say, I did not preach with eloquence of my word, but by the power of God. I believe that when Paul was preaching, he lay hand all the time. He performed miracle all the time. He wanted to prove that the gospel is not just a nice word, but followed by the signs and wonders. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Get hungry. God can use you. Amen. God can use you in that casino. When you are helping people in the casino, you say, in the name of Jesus, they repent and they will come back. That's okay. Because other people will come and get saved anyway. Amen. We need the power of God. So, get soaked into the fire of God. Get clean up. Get filled. Get hungry. Believe in the laying on of hand. That God still uses the laying on of hand today. In this generation. And God is going to use even more. Because at that time in Paul's time, there were only a few 100,000 people in the world. But now we have millions of people. We need more hands to lay. And that's you, not me only. We're going to need more hand to lay hand on somebody else. We need to be filled with the power of God. Because so many millions of people out there that need the love and the power of the Holy Spirit through you and through me in this generation. Amen. I want more. God, give us more, Lord, the anointing. Fill our life with the power of God. Fill our heart with compassion. Fill our heart with love. That we will go out of this place with Christ's compassion and Christ's love that compel us to go and help the needy, the hurting, the sick. Oh Lord, the discouraged, the demonized. And fill us, Father, more and more from now on. As days and years go by, your people in this church will have more and more power and anointing. And we will be able to do unusual miracles through our hands, Father. Miracles. Miracles and miracles, Father. When we preach the gospel, Father, we will go and see signs and wonders happen. You confirm your word with signs and wonders. And that come through our hand, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you are not born again, it's very simple to be born again and to go to heaven, to have a new life. Jesus promised abundant life. What you need to do is to repent of your sin and receive Christ into your heart. If you're never born again, have never been born again, I'd like to lead you in prayer and ask Jesus to come into your heart right now. Why don't you pray with me? Father in heaven, I am a sinner, Lord. I repent of my sin. Change my heart, Lord. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. He was raised from the dead on the third day. Lord Jesus, come into my life right now. I want to be born again. I want to be your child. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I lay hand on you, it's not Pastor Lau ministry. It's the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the great doctor, the great helper. I don't know your need, but He knows your need. He knows what is best for your life today. I don't know. This is a different ministry of praying and intercession. I don't come to pray for you and intercede for you. It's a ministry of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will do whatever He wants in your life. You come from different backgrounds. You are at different path of Christian walk. Some of you are here, some of you are here. He knows. And He's going to do whatever He needs to take you to the next level. And He wants you to go to the next level. So when you get prayed for, remember this. Let the Holy Spirit take care and do something in you. Sometimes God touches you right away when I pray for you. Sometimes you need to be like Jacob, who just wrestled with God. And one of the reasons people fall on the ground, not because they are zapped by the power of God. They just lie down there to wrestle with God. That God come and touch me. In fact, 50% of my rich experience of the touch of God is not the time that the minister lay hand on me, but in the time that I was laying down on the floor and I was still asking God to touch me and wrestle with God. God come, I'm hungry for you. And God see my heart and God come and touch me. Because to kneel down, some of you don't, your knee is not good to kneel down. Some of you, it's hard to stand a long time because it's tired. The reason people fall to the ground so that they can have time with God. It's a humble posture. That God, I yield to you completely. You can cut on me. You can perform surgery. I never perform surgery on anyone in the sitting and standing position in my life. I don't want to do it because if they get fainted, I can be sued. They need to lay down on the operating table. So in this ministry, when people fall, it's on the operating table. Sometimes people fall because they get touched by God so strong and they could not stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Brandy and Yukiko, come out here. Hallelujah. Pastor Da, come and pray with me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see that God will use you in this area of worship. God will put anointing upon you. God has put anointing upon you already, but He's going to increase the anointing. One day you're going to travel to the nations. One day you're going to shake many, many nations. Keep living a pure life and keep seeking more anointing. Keep training yourself by the Holy Spirit to be the greater worshiper. Love the Lord with all your heart. When you worship, worship out of your passion. Worship out of the love for Jesus Christ. And today, we want to lay hand on you to give you the anointing, impartation of the Holy Spirit, that you can do the great and almighty work for God. And this is just the beginning. Can you imagine? One day when you start to lead worship, people are going to get healed. People are going to see the miracles happen even before the preacher come on the stage. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you by the fire of the living God right now. Fire! Fill right now. Lord, fill! Now, in Jesus' mighty name, fill! Jesus' mighty name, fill right now. Jesus, keep drinking. Brandy, keep drinking. It's not done yet. Keep drinking. Keep seeking. Keep seeking. Keep being hungry. Fire of God, fill right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill. Fill right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.